listening to MKB Independent Radio.
Well, Kate, Mina Falcha, and you're all very welcome here to my radio
show. The best of country and Irish music, right here on your favorite station, Irish Radio.
Along the wild Atlantic way, from MKB.
Hi, everybody, it's Patrick Feeney here.
Hello there. This is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, it's Louise Morrissey here.
Hi, this is Margot.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
Hello there, John McNichol here.
Hello, this is Ray Ryan.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien.
Hello, everybody, this is Mary Duff here.
Hi, folks, this is Nathan Carter.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here.
Best music on Irish radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We know what a leprechaun is.
A leprechaun,
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
From your favorite radio station.
Top of the morning to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
A tour-a-loo and a tour-a-lay, it's in my DNA. A cup of tea, some cyber sweet, I get my five a day. I might have left the homeland, but our bomb will never die. I learned my trade in Ireland, I'll be Irish all my life. Oh, there's Irish in America, there's Irish in Berlin. You'll find us down the local or even in the gym. We'll speak in foreign accents, wearing multicolored ties. There's just no way you're running from the fact there's Irish in our eyes. I've seen the Eiffel Tower and I've climbed the Empire State. Spent some time in London, but it never was the same. There's plenty others like me reminiscing of the times. I'm making lots of money, but I sure miss the Emerald Isle. Oh, there's Irish in America, there's Irish in Berlin. You'll find us down the local or even in the gym. No way you're running from the fact there's Irish in our eyes. Tour-a-loo and a tour-a-lay.
Hey! Tour-a-loo and a
tour-a-lay.
Irish in our eyes, and what a day for there to be Irish in our eyes, St. Patrick's Day 2024. A very good afternoon to you folks, how you doing? A very, very happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and a very warm welcome to you, and thanks indeed to Jerry Byrne for the past 2 hours. He's back, of course, at 2 o'clock with the news round across Ireland, bringing you up to date on the news and the goings on in the Emerald Isle. Well, hope you're all doing well, folks. A very warm welcome, Irish Radio, on this St. Patrick's Day for 2024. And John Lawler taking you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Usual things coming up on the programme, 3 from 1 at 2. And if you'd like a favourite artist played at 2 o'clock, do let me know between now and 2. Drop a message either via the Facebook music chat room, or through, if you're watching live on Facebook, on my Facebook page, you can just drop a message in there, and that'd probably be the most direct way you can get a message to me. Or you can drop me an email at john.irishradio@gmail.com, or you can send it by pigeon, but it probably won't get there today. And also, a very big thanks to Liz Maddox for covering me over the past two Tuesdays. Sterling job she did as well. Anyway, kicking off, the brilliant sound of Lee Matthews, and there's Irish in Our Eyes, there certainly is, and the first track in a three in a row, and continuing with his latest release, Simple Man. This is Lee Matthews.
I called up the council cause I found a new pothole. I told them where to find it, they told me where to go. Now I'm out spitting feathers at the side of this old road. Ah, the needle's down and empty, and me breath can feel the cold. I heard something not surprising just the other day. They get out in the news report, there'll be more bills to pay. It's times like these I shake my head and try to look away before I start to lose it and my hair is fully grey. Cause oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I tell you all this grand. There's things I'll never understand, but oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done. Sure, it's all a bit of fun, and that gives me the upper hand. Cause I'm just a simple man. Some folks like the quiet, and some forever moan. Well, I just like to move along, then make my way back home. Cause I don't need the drama, and I don't need the pain, and I don't really care if Trump or Biden is to blame. Cause oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I tell you all this grand. There's things I'll never understand, but oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done. Sure, it's all a bit of fun, and that gives me the upper hand. Cause I'm just a simple man. I dreamed the other night, the devil tried to tempt my soul. He dangled right in front of me, a ticket laced with gold. Well, I guess I hesitated, it wasn't meant to be. Cause I'm a firm believer that the best in life is free. And oh, I'm just a simple man, take me as I am, I'm doing what I can, I'll tell you all is grand. Things I'll never understand, but oh, I take it as it comes, I'm in it for the run, and my work is never done. Sure, it's all a bit of fun, and that gives me the upper hand. Cause I'm just a simple man. I'm just a simple man.
Let's keep this party going with John Lawler, live on Irish Radio.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The thing is a
leprechaun, and we've got to find a way to stop it.
No leprechauns were harmed in the making of this announcement.
Now, back to the music.
Town the day it didn't rain. The laughing eyes of Ireland, sparkling blue and green, with hair as black as skin, as stout and barely 17. We're back out on the cobblestones, whiskey drunk and high again, liquored up and gearing up for 7 nights in Ireland. The session to begin, it's quiet as a mother's prayer till we all stumble in. And it's 50 happy voices mixed with whistles made of tin, and a piper mine is blowing like the North Atlantic wind. And now an island beauty is sawing on the violin. I wonder will she miss me after 7 nights in Ireland. Run 50 pounds against the odds and came 6-1. Mick Swiggin heard the race report, he invited us all in. So we sat drinking whiskey with all our new friends. They raised a glass to all of us and we all toasted them. Here's to Michael, Tom and Pat and 7 nights in Ireland. Gathered in our gear, and when she walked me to the gate, I swear I saw a tear. But then she looked into my eyes, I knew she felt my pain, and only then I realized we're standing in the rain. So save our places at the pub, and when the eyes are dry again, we'll come back another day for 7 nights in Ireland. I will be back out on the cobblestones, whiskey drunk and high again, liquored up and gearing up for 7 nights in Ireland.
Wouldn't you just want to have 7 nights in Ireland, eh? I think I'd want more than that, to be honest. Three great tracks. The Breeze Sound of Lee Matthews, 7 nights in Ireland, and before that, his latest release, Simple Man. And we kicked off with There's Irish in Our Eyes. Well, a very good afternoon to you folks. St. Patrick's Day it is, 2024. Hope you're all well. Very good afternoon to my good friend Penny Hudgel over there in Sudbury, in the beautiful county of Suffolk. I think I'm getting nearer to Suffolk myself. Penny, I moved house recently, as you probably know, and I'm sort of a bit more out the country now, so I think I'm sort of edging my way over towards you. But anyway, hope you're well, Penny, and great to have you along, and we'll certainly get a song on for you or two a bit later on. And Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you, hope you're well. And also Liz Maddox, very good afternoon to you. Thanks again for covering me over the past two Tuesdays. Hope you're well, Liz. Great to have you along. Ken Roberts, even over there in, I think he's in Melbourne, Australia. Very good afternoon to you, Ken. Or a very good morning. I think it's tomorrow morning now in Australia. Very good morning, good afternoon to you, Ken. Betty Reynolds, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Betty. And those two songs will certainly get on for you a bit later. No worries at all. And Anne McAteer, very good afternoon to you. Valerie Crotty, Kevin Wiggum, very good afternoon to you, Kevin. Hope you well. And a very good afternoon also to all our friends on the Global Irish Network. We simultaneously broadcast on Global Irish Radio every weekend as well. Certainly every Sunday anyway. But don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication, do let us know. And of course, if you'd like your favourite artist played after 2 o'clock in a free from one at two, let me know as well. And then all the artists will go into a draw. And just before the 2 o'clock news with Jerry Byrne, we will pick out the winner. Latest release by Kane O'Rourke. This is the Kilfenora Slides.
Come lad, you see I'm done forever. No, I won't marry you, said the soldier lad. No, I won't marry you, me darling, for I have got a wife at home, and how could I dishonor? And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, a shaggle dummity, shaggle dummity, a shandy. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, a shaggle dummity, shaggle dummity, a shandy. Well, a pint at night is my delight, and a gallon in the morning. The old woman are my heartbreak, and the young ones are me darlings. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, a shaggle dummity, shaggle dummity, a shandy. And she sang a little doodle, little doodle, little doodle, a shaggle dummity, shaggle dummity, a shandy. As I roved out on a May morning, and a May morning right early, I met me love up on the road, and Lord, but she was early.
Brand new release there from Gary Gamble. Shut off the press, that one. As I roved out. He's definitely doing a lot of roving out this morning anyway, or this afternoon. Anyway, very good afternoon to you. Irish Radio it is for this St. Patrick's Day 2024. Can you believe it? It's the 17th of March already. Doesn't seem that long since it was Christmas, does it? Anyway, very good afternoon to John Foley over there in Chicago in the good old US of A. Happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all in Chicago as well. All the Irish people in Chicago and all around as well. And John Foley would like to say happy St. Patrick's Day to all his family and friends as well, wherever you may be. And a great St. Patrick's Day it is too. And Fahy, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Hope life in Manchester's treating you well. And very good afternoon, Edith Hutchins. Hope you're well, Edith. Great to have you along. And Paul Griffin, hope you're well, Paul. Who else have we got here? Let's have a look. Mary West, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. Great to have you along, Mary. And our own Liz Maddox as well, and tuned in. Very good afternoon to you, Liz. And very good afternoon to Betty Reynolds as well, has requested the Tumbling Paddies. Here they are, Betty, specially for you. Two in a row. Oh, it must be the way I am. I don't know. You tell me, Betty. Is it the way I am? It must be some way, anyway. Here's the Tumbling Paddies.
I guess I'm a dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you in life will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, 'cause I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning and I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got, never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try my best and I'll die trying. It's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh, it's just the way I am. Oh. Mondays overthinking, will I find a better plan? But I try
the best denial I try in. It's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa, it's just the way I am. Whoa,
station that brings you nothing but the best music. Irish Radio.
Irish Radio.
It's your lucky day.
Oh, it's not luck. It's now on the right radio station.
You found the home of the best music mix.
9 out of 10 leprechauns agree.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from your favorite radio station.
Sound of the Tumbling Paddies' latest release, For You. And we kicked off this two in a row from the Tumbling Paddies with The Way I Am. Playing that especially for Betty Reynolds. Tumbling Paddies requested. Margaret Sheenan, very good afternoon to you. I hope you're well. Irish Radio for this St. Patrick's Day 2024. Doesn't seem that long since it was last Paddy's Day, really, does it? But if you're celebrating a birthday today, first of all, a very, very happy birthday to you. And a few celebrity birthdays today, as you might imagine. Namely, Kurt Russell If you like your American films, if you ever watch Netflix and things like that, it's loads of American films or what have you on there. Kurt Russell is an American actor, and he celebrates his 73rd birthday today. And he's been in films such as Tombstone, Big Trouble in Little China. Now, do you remember that film, folks? Big Trouble in Little China. I remember watching it when I was about 16, 17. Flaming hell, that was quite a few years ago now. I don't know. I've just celebrated, well, last month anyway, I celebrated, shall we say, a milestone birthday. So, I'm just getting too old, folks. That's how I feel anyway, but as many people have told me, life begins at 50. The new 40 is 50, apparently, so, okay, I'll go along with that, that sounds good to me. Anyway, Kurt Russell, he was in Big Trouble in Little China, and another film called Tango and Cash, and he was born in Springfield in Massachusetts. Yes, Massachusetts in the United States, and great stuff it was too, those films as I remember. And born in 1956 was Rory McGrath, and celebrating his 68th birthday today, and he's a British comedian. And for those of you who live here in the UK and abroad, you may have seen the programmes he's in, namely They Think It's All Over, Who Dares Wins. And he was born in Red Roof here in the UK in Cornwall. And Claire Grogan, who's a Scottish actress, she's been in Red Dwarf, and she's also a singer in the band Altered Images. She was born in Glasgow, and she celebrates her 62nd birthday today. There you go. Just some of the birthdays here today on St. Patrick's Day in this strange old world of ours. Ken Roberts, very good afternoon, good morning once again to you, requesting Amber Campbell, the absolute sensation coming out of Northern Ireland at the moment, and she will be coming up very shortly with her debut single, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels. Absolutely phenomenal voice, Amber Campbell, and she's only 9 years old, folks, and she's actually the cousin of another young lady whose name just escapes me. You know what? That's the joys of a live show, folks. You're trying to think of something and it's on the tip of your tongue and you just cannot think of it. It'll come back to me. Meanwhile, a very good afternoon, as I say. Good morning to Ken Roberts, and as requested, Effie Neal. Yeah, another latest release. This is The Island.
Summertime long years ago, I always will remember just a girl who didn't know that those days will never die. Oh, I recall the island boy, his heart was still unbroken.
fantastic Effie Neil. Apparently a contestant on this year's Glotera as well. The Island, as requested for Ken Roberts over there in Australia.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The thing is a leprechaun, and we've got to find a way to stop it.
No leprechauns were harmed in the making of this announcement.
Now, back to the music.
Hi, this is Kiva Murney here, and you're listening to the best of country and Irish music with John Lawler, right here on Irish Radio.
That was the young lady I was thinking of, Kiva Murney. She's the cousin of Amber Campbell, who will be coming up very shortly, but here's Kiva.
I can't seem to learn not to love you. You get to me one more time. You're someone I just can't say no to. And you're so good at changing your mind. Here I go down the wrong road again, going back where I already been. Even knowing where it will end, here I go down that wrong road again.
Fantastic Kiva Murney, all the way from Ross Trevor County down.
Here I go.
Fantastic debut single, Wrong Road Again.
Here I go down.
And as I say, her younger cousin Amber Campbell has just hit the country and Irish music scene and released her debut single as well, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, which is coming up very shortly. But first of all, we say a very good afternoon to Paul Griffin over there in Tunbridge, a big Leona Hagen fan. And here she is, Travelling Soldier.
He was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a blue cafe there, gave an order to a girl with a bow in her head. He's a little shy, so she gives him a smile, said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me, feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. Said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care, I got no one. and I'm dead. Crying all alone under the stands was a big old player and a marching band and one named Red, but nobody really cared. Oh, but a pretty little girl with a bow in her hair. I cried, they were gonna hold the hand of another guy, too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again, never more to be alone. Well, my letter said, soldier's coming home. Never gonna hold the hand of another guy, too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again, never more to be alone. Well, my letter said, soldier's coming home.
Brilliant sound of Cleona Hagen, Travelling Soldier. Absolutely great stuff. Playing that especially for Paul Griffin over there in Tunbridge in County Antrim. Especially for you, Paul. Hope you're well. Yes, indeed. Ken Roberts, Amber and Kiva are actually cousins. So, yes, something you didn't know there, Ken. There you go. It's a small world. Carol Wall, a very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Carol. Hi to all the Wall clan over there in Hopton-on-Sea, which is very near the probably one of the best leisure resorts in, well, in the world, probably. But there you go. Hope you're well. Very good afternoon to Carol and Ian and all the clan over there in Hopton-on-Sea. Hope you're well, guys, and hope you're enjoying this St. Patrick's Day 2024. We were supposed to go to the ad break there, folks, but there you go. The joys of a live show. But that will be coming up very shortly indeed. But don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication on the program between now and 3 o'clock this afternoon, do let us know. Give us a call, give us a text on 07723 625 423, or you can send us an email at john.irishradio@gmail.com or via our website at www.irishradio.org. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can just drop a message into the box through that way. That's probably the easiest way to do it. You can choose any of those methods to do it anyway. Yes, indeed, Carol Wall, we all love Potters. But Potters Leisure Resort, folks, that's in Hopton-on-Sea. You can't go wrong, really. It's a touch on the expensive side, so it means doing a bit of saving here and there, but it's well worth it, I'll tell you. It's absolutely brilliant there. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to go for a few years now, but on my bucket list is to get back there as soon as possible. Anyway, the ad break coming up a little bit later, but right now, brilliant new release from Daniel O'Donnell and Brandon McPhee. This is Across the Hills of Home. Irish Radio it is for this St. Patrick's Day 2024.
The low road, and I'll take the high. eyes to hide the starlight in the skies.
My heart with longing sadness fills to see again those Scottish hills.
Once more as in my boyhood days, I roam the bracken-covered braes
and hear them singing in the glen. How will you know, come back again across the hills of home.
Take the low road, I'll take the high, and back to Scotland my spirit will fly
to see her one more time before I die.
You'll take the low road and I'll take the high.
The river faster still.
The days of youth that never will return, now only dreams remain of purple hills and fields of grain.
But still I hear across the miles the haunting call of misty isles.
Above the tidal waters roar, but I know that I shall go no more across the hills of home.
Take the low road, I'll take the high, and back to Scotland my spirit will fly
to see her one more time before I die.
You'll take the low. Take the low road, I'll take the high, and back to...
Brilliant sound of the one and only Daniel O'Donnell and Brandon McPhee. Yeah, another brand new release. Across the hills of home.
You'll take the low road, and I'll...
Apologies there, Ken, I misread that message earlier. It was actually Anne Fahey who didn't know that Amber and Kiva were cousins. And it was Anne that mentioned that to you. It was just that I saw your name, Ken, and added two and two and made seven. Yes, indeed. And Anne Fahey over there in Manchester, yes. I didn't actually know that till Kiva told me that her and Amber were cousins, but they do look alike, actually, when they're together. There you go. But they've got two different voices. Well, I suppose they're a bit similar. They're slightly similar, but they have different voices anyway. I find probably Amber... has sort of a distinctive voice more than anything, because you'd never really associate that much of a powerful voice with a 9-year-old. But you'll know what I mean when you hear her singing, Amber, that is. And she'll be coming up very, very shortly indeed. Kiva's got a fantastic voice, don't get me wrong, but in a different way. But Kiva will, well, I need say nothing about Kiva. She's already in the realms of the spotlight anyway. But you'll see her name in lights, I'm telling you. Along with Amber, right behind her. And as I say, Amber will be coming up right after the ad break here on your favourite radio station, Irish Radio, on this 2024 St Patrick's Day.
Best music on Irish Radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020 8965 4563.
59 Rye Lane, Peckham, South East 15, telephone 020 7639 3095, and 209 Kilburn High Road, North West 6, telephone 020 7624 2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hearts Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hearts Irish Meat Market.
The most convenient way to shop to fill your cupboard and fridge with your favourite Irish brands is online from youririshshop.com, who will deliver direct to your door Barry's Tea, Kimberly Biscuits, Tatoes, Flavin's Porridge, Clonakilty Fresh Produce, Irish Cheeses, Jams and much more. Follow the link to youririshshop.com on our website irishradio.org.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Away the joys, country, Caliban.
DJ Liz Mallett here. Please join me for my new show every Monday night from 8pm to 10pm for the best in country music right here on irishradio.org.
RSVP Magazine, celebrating country music in Ireland for over 10 years, with regular interviews in our monthly mag and weekly updates on RSVP Live. We've now added the RSVP Country Music Special, dedicated to the country music industry, featuring the songwriters who create the music, the country stars who perform it, and the radio presenters who play it. RSVP Country delivers the latest country music news, hot new releases, classic country hits, and upcoming gigs. RSVP Country, Ireland's number one for country music, past, present, and future.
When he looked up at me, was...
Hi, Amber Campbell here. You're listening to Irish Radio. Here is my new single, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels.
Last night for some old folks, they were dancing and smiling at me. Except this old man alone at a table, as if there's some place that he. Yeah.
Say, absolutely beautiful. What a voice. Amber Campbell, only 9 years old, and her debut single, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels. Absolutely phenomenal voice. And that's another young lady who's definitely going places, along with her cousin, Kiva Murney, who we heard just before as well. Irish Radio for this St. Patrick's Day 2024, 17th of March, of course. And at the time of 2 minutes past two, slightly later than billed, because I could not interrupt Amber singing there, could I? We could not go to the news dead on 2 o'clock. That was just out of the question. There's no way we could interrupt Amber in her absolutely fantastic performance there. But as Jerry is patiently waiting in the newsroom right now for us, let's go over to Jerry in the newsroom for the news round across Ireland for this weekend.
Across the world and online, this is Irish Radio News.
I'm Jerry Byrne, and here is the news from Ireland for this weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden has made clear that his country will continue to support Israel, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said. The two leaders discussed the conflict during a meeting in the White House. Mr. Varadkar told media after the meeting that the U.S. is working to try and secure a ceasefire for Ramadan. He had earlier called on the United States to work with Ireland to push for peace in the Middle East. Former President Mary Robinson had called on the Taoiseach to urge the U.S. to end its military and financial support for Israel during his meeting with Joe Biden. A man who claimed he fell on top of his wife's friend has been jailed for 7.5 years for raping her on what the judge described as an act of violence and revenge. Aidan Kestell, age 55, of Briarswood Lawn in Dublin 15, was convicted of raping Paula Doyle in September of 2019. Ms. Doyle told the court that she had become a walking corpse in the aftermath of the attack. A 38-year-old former Garda who severely beat and verbally abused his wife and her two children over a 12-year period has been jailed for 6 years. Mark Doyle pleaded guilty to 6 charges of assault causing harm to his former wife and 2 stepchildren between 2008 and 2019 while he was a serving Garda. 7 male immigrants were discovered in a trailer at Rosslare Europort in County Wexford on Friday morning. Garda said they are investigating possible immigration offences in connection with the discovery. Hundreds of international protection applicants who are sleeping in tents in a makeshift camp outside the International Protection Office in Dublin have been bused to alternative accommodation on Saturday morning. Cardi have been granted orders extending the detention of 10 men arrested in connection with what they believe was an attempt to import a large quantity of drugs into the state of the West Cork coast on Thursday morning. All 10 of the men, who range in age from mid-20s to mid-50s, were brought before a special district court sitting in Bandon, West Cork. A fifth case of measles has been confirmed in Ireland by the HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre. No further details have been provided. Organisations and individuals have until the 5th of April to contribute to consultations on the development of a new leaving certificate subject which aims to allow students to develop their knowledge of climate science, of the damage and loss caused by climate change and of the ways in which the impact can be mitigated or adapted to. There was ample time and opportunity to save the life of an IRA man who was accused of informing and shot dead by the organisation, his family has said. Michael Carney was found dead on the Fermanagh border on the 11th of July 1979. The IRA later issued a statement accepting that he had not passed information and that it had shot him in the wrong. The case was one of those investigated by Operation Canova. Police have frozen four bank accounts in an investigation into the criminal activities of the West Belfast UDA. Four accounts frozen belonged to one individual and contained a total of over £41,000. Gardaí and Monaghan are investigating the circumstances surrounding the discovery of a body. The body of a man in his 20s was found in a laneway on the outskirts of the town. A man has been told he must serve a minimum of 21 years in prison for the murder of Roy Reynolds, whose body was dumped in a reservoir in County Antrim in 2022. Michael Campbell, aged 34, whose address was given as McGarbury Prison, admitted the murder as well as a second charge of attempting to prevent the burial of a body. A 41-year-old man has appeared before Killarney District Court charged with assault causing harm to a man and a woman as well as aggravated burglary and production of an article in the course of a dispute on the 11th of March. All three people, the accused and the injured parties, were known to each other, the court was told. A 49-year-old Dublin man has been jailed for almost 7 years after he flew to London to meet a 6-year-old girl and sexually abuse her. However, the child was fictitious and Adrian O'Reilly was communicating with a London police officer. When O'Reilly, who worked as an accountant, flew over from Ireland on the pretense of meeting the child, he was arrested by Met police officers at the rendezvous point in Stratford. A 40-year-old man has appeared in court charged with falsely imprisoning a woman who was allegedly abducted in County Wicklow on Tuesday morning. Carl O'Reilly of Higginstown Woods, Granard and County Longford appeared at Bray District Court. A video of a shocking incident which has gone viral on social media shows a man being allegedly assaulted by a gang of three men, with two of them wearing masks and the third wearing a motorbike helmet. One of the attackers is seen with a bolt cutter. The three men then sped off from the scene on a motorbike. The EU Court of Justice has fined Ireland €4.5 million for delays in incorporating European Electronic Communications Code into national law. The code establishes a set of updated rules to regulate the internal market for telecoms network services and associated facilities. Charity campaigner and former RTE journalist Charlie Bird has been remembered as an inspiration, a national treasure and brave beyond words at a service in Dublin to celebrate his life. The father of two died on last Monday, aged 74, after a long battle with motor neuron disease, which he was diagnosed with in October of 2021. Irish construction workers abroad are being urged to return to Ireland to help with home building targets. A total of €750,000 is being provided for the Careers in Construction programme, which will also try to counter negative assumptions about a career in construction. Conor Nogueira has criticised the British Post Office after it refused to send a parcel because the address was written in Irish. A musician from Belfast, Gráinne Holland, went to the post office in High Street in Belfast City Centre to send a parcel to Letterkenny, County Donegal. The package had the air code on it, but Miss Holland was told that it could not be accepted because the address was in Irish. She was asked to translate the address and the worker in the post office wrote it in English. The aviation regulator has warned against unauthorised flights by drone operators or pilots over St Patrick's Day parade in Dublin on Sunday. And that's it, just some of the news stories across Ireland for this weekend.
Irish Radio News.
Thanks indeed, Jerry. Catch Jerry, of course, as per usual, tomorrow between 1 and 3 on his usual Monday afternoon show. But meanwhile, John Lawler here with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And coming up at 3, the brilliant Ger O'Brien taking you through till 5. Some great music on the way on this St. Patrick's Day 2024. And our 3 from 1 at 2 now, as we say a very good afternoon to Anne McAteer. And Mary Van Genevieve and all the Colin Harney music family and all the Colin Harney fans out there. Here's the man himself kicking off this 3 from 1. Beautiful Sunday.
Sunday morning, up at the lark. Think I'll take a walk in the park. Say
Irish Radio.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You know what a leprechaun is?
A leprechaun, yeah.
Laura Warwick, Summerquitch.
St. Patrick's Day.
From your favorite radio station.
Top of the morning to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Like all the rest, and I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar play in friend to my request, let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, the choir came off the street, came in to sing a few old gospel songs, and I heard him
singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my own memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Take me back home before I die. Won't you send me back home before I die?
For requests and dedications, contact John in the studio now by text or WhatsApp on 07724 625 423. By email at john.irishradio@gmail.com or via our website at www.irishradio.org.
I've traveled many counties in Ireland, but there's still one I'm longing to see. It's been a part of my homeland, and it brings back fond memories to me. Where I wander alone in my childhood, reviewing the sights I once seen. As I walk through the parks and the forests, round the beautiful county of Meath. Oh, beautiful Meath, you've got all that I need. Rivers, they flow with delight. Your fields are so green, there's plains to be seen, and your towns are so gay and so bright. Fishing down on the Bone, I remember the time. You would think it was all just a dream. And wherever you roam, there's no place like home in the beautiful county of Meath. I've seen there's beautiful castles, and its history I've learned so well. I've read of the high kings of Tyra and the wonderful Book of Kells, where the slain still remember St. Patrick. He lit a fire for the people to see, where he brought love and kindness to Ireland and the beautiful county of Meath. Oh, beautiful Meath, you've got all that I need. The rivers, they flow with delight. Your fields are so green, there's plains to be seen, and your towns are so gay and so bright. Fishing down on the Boyne, I remember the time. You would think it was all just a dream. And wherever you roam, there's no place like home, and the beautiful county of Meath. And wherever you roam, there's no place like home, and the beautiful.
Three from one at two from the fantastic Colin Harney. Great stuff. The beautiful county of Meath. And previously, Sing Me Back Home. And we kicked off with Beautiful Sunday. And a beautiful Sunday it is. But on this St. Patrick's Day 2024. And what better day to be, really? St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, very happy St. Patrick's Day to you folks. If you just joined us, John Lawley taking you through another 40 minutes or so till 3 o'clock, and Ger O'Brien coming up after me at 3, taking you through till 5, and some more music coming up after that as well. I think Patsy Sheridan from Cavan is coming up after Ger at 5. between 7 and 8, I think, or 7 and 9. More great music and, well, just us lot entertaining you this afternoon. What more could you ask for, eh? Anyway, very good afternoon, Chris Duffy. How are you? Hope you're well, Chris. Patrick Brown. Hope you're well, Patrick. Great to have you along. Isabel Clark. Very good afternoon to you, Isabel. Hope you're well. Ken Roberts. Yes, indeed. Colin Honey is amazing. Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you once again, requesting a Seamus Moore song. Certainly do our best on that for you. But meanwhile, brand new release from Mary Gantley, hot off the press. This is Mary's Waltz. Radio over this, St. Patrick's Day 2024. Brand new release there from Mary Gantley. Lovely lyrics as well. Simply entitled Mary's Waltz. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And a very happy St. Patrick's Day, we say, to the Castle Reid Brass and Reid Band, who are performing earlier today at the London Irish Festival Parade. Going through central London, and so a very, very happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys, and very happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. It's Irish Radio on this Paddy's Day 2022.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
You know what a leprechaun is?
A leprechaun, yeah.
Long Oric Summerquitch.
St. Patrick's Day.
From your favorite radio station.
Top of the morning to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, the lambs were playing in the fields and the tulips were in flower. When I left the home that I love so well, I will ne'er forget the hour. Before me was the Atlantic waves to a home in Tennessee. And I left behind me the girl I love, she's the Rose Castlereagh. She might not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she was the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, sure I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Tis many's the night that I lie in bed that my thoughts so fondly go to the lovely days when I walk my love on the road out by Loch Row. Her smiling face, her shining hair was a joy for all to see. It was a cruel day that I went away from you and Castlereagh. She might not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, sure I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. I opened up the Roscommon Herald that I just received today, for to read about my native town and my friends so far away. But the tears began to blind me as I glanced across page 3 at a picture on her wedding day was the Rose of Castlereagh. Farewell to you, Roscommon, from Clonfad to the Shannon shore. Farewell to Boyle and French Park, I'll never see you more. The cotton fields near Memphis must remain a home for me, but I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. She might not have been a beauty queen, she might never be a rose, but to me she is the fairest flower that in the garden grows. And although I am in America, across the Atlantic Sea, sure I'll always love my Roscommon girl, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Yes, I love.
Oh, she's the Rose of Castlereagh. Saying that especially for the Castlereagh Brass and Reed Band, who are performing today at the London Irish Festival Parade. And a brilliant parade, I'm sure it was too. I didn't actually go this year, obviously. I can't remember if I went last year now. I definitely went the year before, though. Derek Ryan was playing. But, no, actually, it wasn't Derek Ryan. It was Don Meskell. Derek Ryan was one of the previous years. But, yeah, it's pretty good. The London Irish Festival. That's how I got to know about Daniel O'Donnell, actually. I first saw Daniel at the London Irish Festival in Roundwood Park in Richmond. And this was back in 1984. And if you happen to listen to my interview with Daniel some months back, I interviewed him on a program. He was talking about that very moment, actually, when I first discovered him way back when, 1984. How many years ago is that? It's quite literally, 40 years? Yeah, must be 40 years now. Oh, wow, just makes me feel so old. Anyway, I'm not going to start all that again. The life begins at 50, so they say, so I'm going to stick to that in future, I think. But I suppose it must be the luck of the Irish. What do you reckon, folks? I'm not actually Irish myself, but my entire family is.
It's a great day to be Irish, a great day to be alive. You're
envy of the whole world when there's Irish in your eyes. Wherever you may travel, wherever you may go, remember where you came from and let the whole world know. When you're on the field of battle and you're up against the crowd, have courage and remember that you're Irish and be proud. Older to shield, get behind the team and sing this song together for the Shamrock and the Green.
It's a great day to be Irish, a great day to be alive. You're the envy of the whole world when there's Irish in your eyes. Wherever you may travel, wherever you may go, remember where you came from and let the whole world know. And when Irish eyes are smiling and your heart is filled with pride, may the luck of the Irish be always on your side. And when Irish eyes are smiling and your heart is filled with pride, may the luck of the Irish be always on your side. May the luck of the Irish be always on your side. It's a great day to be Irish, a great day to be
It's a great day to be Irish, it certainly is. Especially on this St. Patrick's Day 2024. As I say, I'm not actually Irish myself, but my parents are. But that would make me half Irish. May as well be Irish. Now, I could get an Irish passport, couldn't I?
To be Irish.
Yes, indeed. All my family are actually from Portlaoise. Anybody who knows the Browns in Portlaoise, they're a very famous family in Portlaoise. They own a lot of businesses in the town and... If you ever heard of Tommy Brown, he used to own the shop on the Dublin Road there, just down the road from the prisons in Portlaoise. And then you got Jimmy Brown. He owned another shop in the main street. They're both uncles of mine. They've sadly passed on now, I have got literally hundreds of cousins on the Brown side, going over about four generations now. But yes, that was Irish families back in the day, as I'm sure you're aware. They were too busy having kids, I think. Anyway, well, Daniel O'Donnell's just back from doing his shows in Australia and New Zealand, and yes, indeed, Ken Roberts has just informed us that from over there in Australia, yes, he's back in Donegal now, actually, and great stint he'd done over there in Australia, and he's back on terra firma now, and yes, we have... the tumbling paddies out in Australia now at the minute, and then they're doing shows over there, and I'm sure they're doing a sterling job over there, Ken. Anyway, Lorraine Cleary, my good friend Lorraine, she's a nurse in over there in Queen's Hospital now in Romford. Fair play to you, Lorraine. Hope you're well. Lorraine is about a week older than me, believe it or not. Or is it younger? Correct me if I'm wrong, Lorraine. I think it might be younger, actually. I'm the 21st of February, and Lorraine is... No, she's a day older than me. Yeah. I think it's a day. It's something like that, Lorraine. Correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm sure it's something like that. I hope I'm not wrong, because Lorraine's going to kill me now. Anyway, hope you're well, Lorraine. And regards to all the family. And hope life is treating you well. Anyway, Irish Radio for this St. Patrick's Day, 17th of March 2024. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock, and the great Gerard Ryan with some more great music taking you through till 5. Right now, though, latest release. Yeah, another one. This is Curtis McGee.
Making believe that you still love me, it's leaving me alone and so blue. But I'll always dream, but I'll never own you. Making believe it's all I can do. I can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making my happy hours I find are so few. My plans for the future will never come true. Making believe, what else can I do? I can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you and making believe, loving you and making believe.
Oh, brilliant stuff. That was actually Jimmy Hines. I'm not sure where I got Curtis McGee from. I do know where I got Curtis McGee from, because he's coming up next. So I was reading slightly too far ahead there. Yes, indeed. Very good afternoon to my friend Lorraine. Lorraine Cleary. Hope you're well, Lorraine. Yes, I was right, actually. So I'm still alive, folks. Yes, she's actually a day younger than me. So, her birthday is the day after mine. So, there you go. Ah, it's got to be younger, isn't it? There you go. Anyway, hope all's well with you. And regards to the family. And latest release from Curtis McGee coming up right after this.
Best music on Irish radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
The most convenient way to shop to fill your cupboard and fridge with your favourite Irish brands is online from youririshshop.com, who will deliver direct to your door Barry's Tea, Kimberley Biscuits, Tatoes, Flavin's Porridge, Clonakilty Fresh Produce, Irish Cheeses, Jams and much more. Follow the link to youririshshop.com on our website irishradio.org.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
RSVP Magazine, celebrating country music in Ireland for over 10 years, with regular interviews in our monthly mag and weekly updates on RSVP Live. We've now added the RSVP Country Music Special, dedicated to the country music industry, featuring the songwriters who create the music, the country stars who perform it, and the radio presenters who play it. RSVP Country delivers the latest country music news, hot new releases, classic country hits, and upcoming gigs. RSVP Country, Ireland's number one for country music, past, present and future.
Stewart's Music Shop, Dungannon, County Tyrone, Ireland's leading record shop. We specialise in Irish country and American country music. We also stock rock, pop and the biggest selling chart titles. Musical instruments for the beginner and for the professional. Come visit us at Stewart's Music Shop, Dungannon, for all your musical needs.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The thing is a leprechaun, and we've got to find a way to stop it.
No leprechauns were harmed in the making of this announcement.
Now, back to the music.
Second chance to make a first impression.
nation. That's what I often heard my mother say. 'Cause it's nice to be nice, and so easy to be kind. Sure, I try my best until my dying day. Well, life it passes by, and we have our ups and downs. Good friends aren't easy to be found. You might come through thick and thin. Some you lose and some you win. No matter what, keep your feet firm on the ground. No, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's what I often heard my mother say. 'Cause it's nice to be nice, and so easy to be kind. Sure, I try my best until my dying day. There's so many twists and turns, and bridges to be burned, but the good Lord will help you on your way. In the blink of an eye, it will all go by so fast, and they always say the first impressions last. No, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's what I often heard my mother say. 'Cause it's nice to be nice, and so easy to be kind. Sure, I try my best until my dying day. No, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's what I often heard my mother say. 'Cause it's nice to be nice.
Oh, how true is that, folks? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. You only get one chance of that.
It's nice to be nice.
Prince sound of Curtis McGee.
Sure,
Irish radio for this St. Patrick's Day 2024.
Yes, I'll try my best.
A very good afternoon to Edith Hutchins. Unfortunately, we don't have Owen Mack's latest release, but we have got the one before that. I'll try and get hold of that for you for Wednesday evening, Edith. For Wednesday night's programme. But in the meantime, here's Owen Mack. He's a bit of a rockabilly rebel today. This is his latest release.
My mama don't like it, the way I comb my hair. Have to fix them crazy with the clothes I wear. Oh, they took all the records I played all day. But I am what I am, and I'm gonna keep rocking that away. I'm a rockabilly rebel from head to toe. Your cool cat, be a rockabilly rebel like me. Well, the kids in the schoolhouse, they couldn't wait too long. When the school is over, they put their cat clothes on. Ought to hear the slap bass swinging to the band. Well, it's a real rockin' rhythm that's sweeping all over this land. I'm a rockabilly rebel from head to toe. Your cool cat, be a rockabilly rebel like me.
This is Irish Radio.
Well, the squares get the message, they get the bopping beat. Let it travel through your body till it hits your feet. Oh, shaking in your shoes, boy, don't it make you feel wild? Well, if you can dance, then we're gonna show you how. I'm a rockabilly rebel from head to toe. I gotta keep it rocking everywhere I go. Everybody join us for good company and be a real cool cat. Rockabilly rebel like me.
That's all you gotta do. Be a real cool cat. And be a rockabilly rebel, just like Owen Mack.
Be a real cool cat, be a rockabilly rebel like me.
Brilliant stuff. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along if you just joined us. Very good afternoon to Betty Reynolds once again. Yeah, we'll definitely get friendship in. That's coming up right after the next track, in fact, Betty, so stay tuned for that. And right now, though, we say very good afternoon to my good friend Penny Hudgell over there in Sudbury in Suffolk. The big, big Michael English fan. Here he is, Penny, just for you.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, lost at flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my dream. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sung up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool who's blind and just can't see. Oh, she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys and all her
fabulous Michael English and the country medley. Playing out especially for my good friend Penny Hudgel over there in Sudbury in Suffolk. And a very good afternoon we say once again to Betty Reynolds. This one requested. This is Eddie Gallagher. Friendship.
We all need friendships in our lives. Some are made in childhood years. They'll always stand the test of time through the heartaches and the tears. Acquaintances are many, good friends they can be few. Yet on the road we travel, we might meet a friend or two. When I'm sad and feeling down, and need to talk things through, you understand me inside out, I can rely on you. Your calming voice can ease my mind as your turn of wit shines through. Your class respect, this all reflects a special friend like you. Don't say goodbye to memories of your eternal friend. They'll always be the special ones that will never, ever end.
Beautiful sound of Eddie Gallagher there, friendship, and how true those words are as well. Playing that especially for Betty Reynolds. Well, unfortunately, that's just about it for me on this St. Patrick's Day 2024. Hope you've enjoyed at least some of the music this afternoon. But much more music to come at 3 o'clock. The great Ger O'Brien. Taking you through till 5 o'clock, of course. So from me, John Lawler, have a fantastic rest of St. Patrick's Day. And I'll be back with you live Wednesday night between 8 and 10. So I do hope you can join me then. Until then, take care, look after yourselves.
Time on earth.
And the brilliant sound of Eddie Gallagher to sing us out.
To heaven up above.
Ger O'Brien on the way.
From that world you look upon us.
Take care, folks. Slow and like a spunnet.
With your love, you left this world without a fuss. From the times we had together. And broke the hearts of all of us. Those memories are forever. My friend, why did you go and leave us pain to heal? You laughed so loudly, smiled so proudly. These times no one can steal. Don't say goodbye to memories of your eternal friend. They'll always be the special ones that will never, ever end. With the passing of the years in time may ease away the pain. But cherished memories of ye friends, they always